So let's listen to the group of fourth graders from Kellyer, Minnesota, with their report.
This is
Maddie,
Angela,
and Cadence
from Miss Thomason's fourth grade class at Kellyer Elementary. Our class measured the total snow on the ground as 24 inches. Last week, we estimate that 12 inches of snow fell.
There was a snowdrift covering almost all of our classroom window, but the janitor got rid of it.
We made observations about the snow at the school surface. Temperature of the snow ranged from negative 4 to 32 degrees Fahrenheit. The temperature 12 inches down in the snow ranged from 8 below to 22 degrees Fahrenheit.
The texture of the snow near the surface is fluffy and not very packable.
12 inches down the snow is much stickier and packable. Under all of the snow, we discovered that the snow is very icy near the ground, and the grass is green. The dirt was frozen and hard to dig in.
Some spots have deeper snow. We think this is because of the wind has blown the snow, and when the janitor clears snow from the roof or the sidewalks, snow gets moved around.
Last week, from our nature observations, Oliver heard wolves howling at night. He thinks it was just one. Noonan's heard popping noises in the walls, roof, and floor of his house due to the very cold temperatures.
Angela saw faded out animal tracks cross-country skiing with her dad. She thinks they were wolves because the tracks were much bigger than dog tracks. Cadence stayed home because it was very cold and helped her mom make a long skirt.
Braylon noticed that when her pit bull dog goes in the snow almost covers her dog. Kenna's dog don't enjoy playing outside because of the snow is deep. Riley's dog finally went in his dog house because it has been so cold. He normally doesn't like to use his house. Madeline observed that every morning last week the snow plow went by her house.
Allison has been feeding cats more food because it has been colder and they haven't been able to find mice, but now they are getting too fat to use the cat door.
August, Dad had to help the bus get unstuck Wednesday by putting ashes under the bus's wheels. Miss Thomason saw three ruffed grouse sitting near the top of a red oak tree Wednesday evening.
Every week since the beginning of January, we have been missing a third of our class. We hypothesize that it may be due to the winter weather keeping people inside, sharing germs more than other seasons.
Our trout fry got too cold recently because the tank sits on an outside wall. Most fish stayed on the bottom and looked sick, but none of them died. After a week, most decided to act normal again. We sacrificed about 25 of our fish away for disease testing so that we can release them in the spring.
Thanks for listening.
Nice report. I love what you're doing up there. The idea of sort of examining the cross-section of the snow from top to bottom and taking temperatures, that's wonderful. And you've come up with a hypothesis about illness and about kids absentee from school. I'm commending the teacher. This sounds like a really exciting classroom. I wish that I had had such a classroom when I was in fourth grade.